A commitment to health and healing is going to bring up fear. It is inevitable. Why? Because ultimately it is fear that we need to be healed from, so we may experience health. Do not be dismayed when fear arises. Face it. To resist, turn away from, or deny fear increases our sensitivity to it. Thus, it begins to feel bigger. Fighting with fear is not facing fear. This is becoming fear, becoming the bully. Guess what? The bully is afraid. Do not be afraid. Give fear over to peace. Let peace absorb your every thought of disconnection. This is the central teaching of inspiration. We will experience fear in different forms during our commitment to peace. Fear seeks to calm itself by pulling you into enticements that in and of themselves have no real effect on the nature of fear itself, which is the belief in disconnection. Fear inevitably seeks to fill its empty worries about what to eat, drink, and wear. All such concerns lead to despair of the soul, who longs for you to experience a deep connection with certainty. But what about people who are starving, who have no clothes to wear or place to lay their head? You will be shown moment to moment how to serve, listen, and care as inspired. Who else in fear's domain wants your attention besides these things of which I have already spoken? Fear is an extremely powerful force. It beckons you into its power that you too may become powerful. The error here is that this image of power will somehow save you from having to be at the mercy of others for your sustenance. In reality, all it does is keep you from relying on the pure spirit of peace, inspiration, for your sustenance. Whilst leaning on the power available to you within the nature of the world for your sustenance, you are mistakenly unaware that you have placed yourself at the mercy of others who know not of mercy, therefore shall have no mercy on you. Power and powerlessness are not realms worthy of you. They are mistaken images of what is truly possible in spirit. Shall we not help those who are powerless, you ask? Of course, help the powerless. Offer your help from a place of equality. The two of you share the same burden, the belief in disconnection. In the world, you do not appear as equals. Helping others who seem less fortunate than you is an opportunity to connect, and for each of you to remember your equality in inspiration. The deepest fear brought upon you, though, is the fear of loneliness, of abandonment in your suffering. Deep cries in the night and day will appear to be unheard. You will be put to the test to trust the soundless void beneath the tormenting thoughts, or to trust the abundance of peace in silence. The greatest culprit will be that of doubt. Doubt about your connection to inspiration. Doubt about your connection to your very own soul. How do you know which to choose? The soundless void or the abundant silence? In doubt, both may appear the same. Here is your test. To whom do you call upon in this moment? Memories of the past that retrieved you from this moment once before, luring you into past thoughts and actions that worked only as a torn sheet to stop the bleeding yet left the wound behind to rot? There is only one who will revive you from the depth of doubt. Call out to inspiration residing deep within you. Do not wait to feel its presence before asking for its help. Call now in the midst of your doubt. Open your heart to love. Fear will disappear and peace will come over you. The powerful lesson here is not to believe in our fears. If we are going to believe in anything, believe in peace. Face fear and respond to it with the power of love. Love doesn't coddle fear, give it a hot meal, and offer it a place to sleep for the night. Love doesn't feel sorry for fear, granting it pity. There is no pity in love. We might experience fear as powerful and succumb to its bullying, but the spirit of peace and helpfulness takes our experience and absorbs it in the peace that passes all understanding. We need only be willing.